DaveTavers.com, March 12, 2009. Microsoft Tag and Other New Things. As a geek, I love seeing, reading, and trying new technology. Google has made their Google Labs known for several years and has done a good job of posting the stuff they're working on. Some cool, some not. That's part of new ideas. As a wannabe technical evangelist, I like to see what Microsoft is doing and how I can use and promote it. The problem is, Microsoft makes it hard to know what they're working on. Microsoft created their Live Labs site as a response to Google's Labs site, but basically it sucks. They've got a couple of items there, but they need a list of all their services and non-boxed products listed. They've also published several different sites with applications and services, but again, no central list. So here's a few of their apps that I've enjoyed and are playing with now. Microsoft Tag. Microsoft has come up with something new. Well, QR Tag is actually old, but Microsoft is now trying to do something with it. It's a 2D barcode that mobile phones can scan, then either save for later, or if you have web browsing on your phone, it will take you to the product just scanned. The one above is for one of my own websites. Live Maps. Another example of how poor Microsoft has done with marketing. Almost everyone I know loves Google Maps, but for a change, Microsoft actually has a better product here. Google Maps only shows the satellite view from above. They also now have the street view, but it's not as clear as it should be. While Microsoft has helicopter views, they call it bird's eye view. Very cool. Photosynth. Upload a bunch of pictures from different angles of the same subject, and Photosynth will mathematically match them up and make it a kind of 3D tour of the space you've just photographed. Again, pretty cool. Thumbtack. Kind of like the next generation of favorites. You can save snippets of information along with the favorite, including images and notes about the links. Here's a collection of mine. FolderShare/LiveSync. A very cool tool for sharing data with other people. Basically, you have a folder on your computer with information in it, and you install this tiny application, then share it with someone else on the internet via email address, and they install the app, and then the files are automatically synchronized whenever there are changes. There's full read and write permissions for the shared folders. PhotoZoom. Zooming photo albums that let you share a lot of high-resolution pictures in one screen, then the person you share with can zoom in by using the wheel on their mouse. And it's fast because it only downloads the full resolution of the image you zoom into. Here's one of mine. Click and drag an image around and use your scroll wheel to zoom in and out to see the high-res images. Shared View. This is kind of the next generation of NetMeeting, for those who even know what that was 10 years ago. Shared View lets you share your documents or screen with friends or coworkers. It's free, so it's not the best solution out there, but again, it doesn't cost $80 a month to use. And finally, PhotoStory. This is a great application for creating very cool photo slideshows. You can do panning and zooming of photos, voice narration, or seamless background music, or use your own music. There's tons of transitions, star wipe, fade, circles, open door, etc., for going from one image to the next. DaveTavers.com, March 12, 2009.